guys that was doing ours, and he said that our storm sewers, the storm drains, there's one right in front of my house, and it had a crossover to the across the street to my neighbor, and all they were just two wells. They were just like a big tank in the ground, and that was it. They weren't tied into anything after that, so the water just went into those and ended up draining into the ground. Well, it's all clay right there. And I'm like, you're kidding, man. There's nothing? So they ended up putting piping in between all the drain storm sewers and tying it into the main line right at the end of my street on 6th Street. So hopefully we'll have better draining. I mean, we never had flooding, but I don't know how with, you know, a lot of the heavy rains that we've had, but it seemed kind of silly just to have wells, you know, and expect it to drain right into clay. That's crazy. WSBT 754.
WSHM 738. Mike?
WRWB 49. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, my neighborhood's a little bit weird. You know, we got some streets that have, you know, city sewer, city water, and then there's some streets that just have city water and septic, and then there's areas where it's well and septic.